But let me go on the record here that I just didn't know the word for petition. So truly, no one should ever like really listen to what I'm saying. Like, this is for entertainment purposes only.
And putting together Patrick Perry. Some people don't like that. I don't like certain people.
I'm going to have my hand on the mute button because I think I've developed adult asthma. Adult acute asthma or something the last month. I've had a cough.
That's not a thing.
It is. I Googled that last night while I was coughing 5 minutes.
You can't just Google thing and be like, oh, yeah, I'm sick now.
No, I mean, I've had to talk to all of our old roommates, all of your old roommates, and I've been coughing for 3.5 weeks, and I've had nasal problems 3.5 weeks, and it's because I got, like, mucus and stuff.
And from all them drugs you do.
Yeah. I wish.
Also, like, we're still roommates. We're in the same room right now.
I know. We are in the same.
Otherwise, how else do we have the same backdrop?
The same backdrop. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, man, it's good to see you, Rex. I think we both just looked the same direction, though.
Well, I looked to my left.
Oh, no, because I didn't mirror mine.
Yeah.
I see. Hold on, let me actually do that real quick, just so
seeing. I have you to my left. I mean, yeah. On my mirror, you're to my right. If I'm looking at you on my screen, you're looking.
All right, yeah. Like, all right. So you look at me now.
I'm looking at you now.
Yeah.
Am I looking? Where am I on your screen?
You're above me. You're up there.
Oh, move it to the left. Move it to the. So it's like this.
All right. I can't.
You can't do that?
No, I don't know how.
Click on the video
gallery.
Nope. Just click on your video, and you should be able to drag it.
Yeah, but so now I'm above you. My screen ratio must just be where you're either above or below me. But look, I see you.
All right, I moved you.
Famous adjacent is correct. So hold up.
I moved you to my left. Now I'm on the right of the screen.
We look like a bunch of amateurs. Okay, hold on.
We are, dude.
Okay, so it looks as if we're both looking forward. So you look to your left, and then I would look to my right. Yeah. So
nope,
now we're looking at each other.
Now look to your left.
Yeah. If I look to my left, then we're both looking left.
All right. I'll move my screen again. Okay.
No, stop. Listen to me.
Yes.
We're sitting right next to each other.
Yes.
I'm on your left. You're on my right. So look left. I'm going to look right. Now we're looking at each other.
Not
see?
On my screen.
Then your screen is backwards. I'm on the left. You're on the right.
I have mine mirrored. Let me unmirror mine so that works then. Because that's what has been...
Just always remember, if you're going to look over at me, you're gonna look left, and I'm looking right. Hey, man, how's it going?
Hold on, okay. There we go. Now is this working?
Yeah.
Hey dude. There we go. That's...
Right there.
It looks like that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Famous Adjacent. My name is Razzle. It's been a while. It's been 2 months maybe since I posted a video or a podcast. And I'm going to do some more where I make fun of stuff as well. But also, I have more fun when I talk to people. And I have a lot of fun when I talk to one of my best friends, one of my old roommates, Mitch Burrow. And he's like, I'll start.
We're still roommates. We're in the same room
if you're watching
right now. Otherwise, how do we have this same fern behind us?
We have the same background.
That same ivy behind us.
We're doing a background. We're doing some videos for the TikToks and the Reels because that's what the kids are doing these days. And,
some of this is just audio only. So some people
yes.
are.
Some
okay,
people are
so see, we're in the same room. Otherwise, like, how would we be talking to each other right now?
This is very true. My audience knows I'm not very bright.
This is meta.
This is very meta. So Mitch is going to be my co-host for a lot of these things because it's fun and we want to make fun of things together and have a good time and we like laughing and we like making
for
each
all
other
of
laugh.
For all of these things. I have an exclusivity contract.
Yeah. He's I own his name and likeness and
yeah,
I bought it.
Right.
I bought it from America's Got Talent. Sorry. But that's
wow,
that's what
wow, dude. Why would you even bring that up?
Because
technically, I signed the not
because
I signed
you'll bring
the non-disclosures.
Because if we
so
do,
I'm
If we do enough,
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
If we do enough of these, you'll bring it up at some point.
Yeah, I'll just be like, man, F-A-G-T. F-A-G-T. That should be the new initials for the show, F-A-G-T.
Also, I got asthma, I think. I developed it the last 3 weeks, so you're going to hear me get verklempt and not be able to talk.
People are going to, like, I'm fat, so people are going to hear you breathing, and they're going to blame me. They're going to be like, I wish that fat guy wouldn't breathe into the microphone that.
I mean, here's the deal. If you're watching the video, you will see that Mitchell is a little bit bigger. It's a little bit more weight. See, but he's heaving right now on his video, if you're watching this. But if you're listening to this, you can't hear him heave because on his Zoom audio, he has turned background music off. So any sort of non-microphone sound doesn't come up. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. And I apologize it's been so long for putting a new episode out. And we're going to do these a lot more regularly. And you can watch them on YouTube and subscribe on YouTube and listen to them and watch them on TikTok and Reels and all that. Mitchell, real quick. Mitch, where can everybody follow you at?
At Mitch Burrow on all social media, which is just TikTok and Instagram. Nothing else exists.
Love it. Love it.
Twitter is like so, ooh, Elon Musk, ooh, the brilliant billionaire bought it. Gross. I don't want to be associated with it anymore.
You know, I I don't like being associated with rich people or poor people.
Yeah. Hey, if you ain't middle class, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck. That's why, I mean, the name of this podcast is Famous Adjacent because I like to just be close.
Just kind
of
next to them.
Just next to people.
Yeah, Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks.
I don't want to be in Hollywood in the hills.
But I'm going to be close in the valley. I want to be in the valley, 6 miles away.
Oh, man, you know what? I was talking to my wife today about something. What was it? So there was we took our daughter to a splash pad. And the splash pad is where lower income people go to have wet fun. You know, because you can't afford a membership to the YMCA or whatever. So they'll just be a park, you know, have a splash pad. So we go out there and we're doing okay, but like you could definitely tell the other people weren't doing quite as good as us. And I never thought
about it.
Is there
a VIP zone to the splash pad that you were hanging out in or what?
Yeah, there's like a pay only part. It doesn't smell like pee. So that's why it costs extra. But so like while I was there, it never like dawned on me that this was like a lower income thing. I was just watching kids run around and have fun. Well, my wife started talking to him about it, and it's actually in a higher priced neighborhood where we live. And she was surprised. She was like, I can't believe that. She goes, Beverly Hills would never have a park with a splash pad. It would bring in too many undesirables. And then she told me something I did not know. Living in Los Angeles for almost a decade, Beverly Hills doesn't have a bus stop or a train stop.
Oh,
the subway, around Los Angeles that goes to Santa Monica, to downtown, to Hollywood, does not stop in Beverly Hills because they said that it would bring in too many undesirables.
This is true. And they're currently building one. And, they're not super thrilled. And also, I mean, look.
I'm sure a lot of people, I bet you there were a lot of, what are those sheets of paper that people sign?
Petitions?
Yeah, I bet there was a lot of those, man.
There was, probably. I mean, you know, undesirables is such a
By the way, you know, Joe Rogan has always claimed ignorance on his podcast. But let me go on the record here that I just didn't know the word for petition. So truly, no one should ever like really listen to what I'm saying. Like this is for entertainment purposes only.
That's gonna be that's gonna be the cold open. I'm just gonna the opening. It's gonna be like entertainment.
There's no educational value here. Yeah.
No.
So like, if I tell you to go get vaccinated or not get vaccinated, like you just can't listen to me.
Shit, there was something I learned recently. Oh, I learned this, and I was going to bring this up. Speaking of educational purposes.
By the way,
that's
something I don't say often. I learned this.
Well, this podcast used to be, I don't know, who knows if people have been listening since 2013 or whenever this feed that I've told you many times about has It used to be called Today We Learned, and we would talk, we would interview people, and we would, you know, talk about things we learned or
so
whatever.
You would basically just scrub Reddit for the hot post of the day, and then you would regurgitate.
Well,
that,
I mean, that's where a lot of this got inspired, right?
Hey, BuzzFeed, man, that's where all of their information, all their lists was like someone would go on Reddit and do like the Ask Reddit question.
Yep.
And then get some information and then go put it in an article. And then Reddit started catching on. So whenever anybody would be like, hey, what are your top 10 movies from the 80s? Like the first comment would always be like, yeah, right, BuzzFeed, get out of here.
Well, or like Mental Floss, right? I don't know. If, I don't know if that's still a website. But like, I mean, the podcast was launched in 2013, almost 10 years ago. So it's like predates a lot of that, like Reddit. Obviously, the name Today We Learned was inspired by Reddit Today I Learned.
Yeah.
I don't know when BuzzFeed came out. Maybe BuzzFeed was around back then. Mental Floss was very popular. And we would, you know, talk about things we learned, and it's progressed into, like, interview, and now I'm bringing it back because I just want to kind of I have regrets after the pandemic and things like that where it's like I never really I mean, I always said I was
man, I got regrets after the pandemic, too, dude.
Yeah. I mean, we all do, right? But I want
to
be
definitely
actually,
more the
funny.
Pandemic was the best thing that ever happened to me. So I can't even joke. I got a wife and a baby. It's pretty tight.
Yeah. You lived with me for 3.5 years. Then pandemic happened. And then you got a girl knocked up. And then you got
and
married,
I was out, dude. And you're out. It was pretty easy.
Dude, I'm envious. And you got a very beautiful wife and a very, very beautiful daughter. And,
dude, let me tell you what else.
I don't know what happened. I don't know how you got that, but
I'm charming. Let me tell you what else.
It wasn't
I got.
Money at the top. I mean, now it is, but it wasn't back then.
No, man, it ain't never money. Like I took an opportunity where I thought I was gonna be making like good money, and I'm like, man, what? This is not as good as I thought it was gonna be. But let me tell you, outside of the wife and the baby that I have the best thing in the world. I have a lawn, and there are memes about dads and their yards and like cutting grass, and they don't even scratch the surface, dude. Like I look at my grass the same way I look at my daughter sometimes when she does something new. I'm just like, man, I'm so proud of this grass right now. I was telling my wife, I was like, hey,
baby,
do you
wear New Balances?
That's what I was about to say. I told my wife today, I was like, baby, I need a pair of white New Balances and some tube socks so that I can really like kind of like get into this role a little better.
Dude.
I don't mind being a hack.
No. Hey, look, dude, I hike. You know how much I love hiking.
Yeah.
And I have a pair of old, I wear tube socks. I wear tube socks with stripes. and I have a pair of old Reeboks, right? Now these Reeboks I've owned since 2016. I bought them. They're Reeboks Classics, some Reebie Classics.
They're about 6 years old.
Yep, they're 6 years old. I wore them. I bought them when I went to Japan, and I wore them all around Japan, and I wore them a long time, and now they're just beat. There's no treads, but they're comfortable, and they fit tight on my feet, and they're old as shit. There's holes.
You should get them resold.
There's holes in the toes. Like, I was hiking the other day, and they were just dirty, and I looked down, and I'm like, oh, I get it. these are the dad shoes that they wear.
Those are your shoes.
These are my dad shoes. I'm not a dad, but these are my dad shoes that all the memes are about, where it's like just beat up shoes, holes in the shoes, and you wear them for yard work. And those are the kinds of shoes I wear when I hike.
I think you should. I think you should go get them, like resold.
Or I could just buy a new pair of Reeboks Classics.
Man. That it ain't gonna fit the same. You broke those in.
6 years of breaking.
They're formed. They're formed to your foot now.
They're formed. But I want to talk about a thing I learned, and then we can keep talking about whatever we're doing.
Yeah. Okay.
I was listening to a podcast, and Lincoln Logs were invented by Frank Lloyd Wright's kid, and they were based off of a guy named Froebel. Some German guy who invented kindergarten had like all these toys, and that's what Frank Lloyd Wright had when he was a kid. And then he became an architect, and then his kid and him, his kid became architects, and his Frank Lloyd Wright's kid invented Lincoln Logs, allegedly, according to this podcast.
Okay, that's it.
I don't have a joke there. I was hoping you could have a joke or something, but I was just like, this is something I learned. That's something I learned.
So you're basically like, I figure I could just bring in facts and you could punch it up a little bit.
I mean, you're the funnier one. Here's the deal. I will admit, as you know, I'm really funny. As you know, I'm really good looking, but you are funnier. I will say you're a funnier person than me. I will admit that.
Hey man, I tell you what, I'm funnier than most people, but no, that's not what all it takes. You know, I kind of stepped back from stand-up comedy.
Yes.
It's been really tough. There's been some sadness involved, but I still go out a couple times a month and I do like benefit shows for veterans or, you know, some comedy clubs. I still get booked at occasionally. I'm just not out every single night and I'm away from Los Angeles. But what has been like the hardest part of this is that I will be at a show, like after a show, and someone will come up to me and they'll start giving me praise. And like one of the last shows I was on, somebody was telling me they basically said, this is the best comedy show that I've ever been to, the best live stand-up show I've ever seen. And I started crying. I had to be like, hey, thanks, I gotta go. You know, like I had to walk away because I know I took like a big step back from performing and doing stand-up comedy, and for the right reasons, for sure. But when people then again tell me, like when other people tell me some of the same things that I heard on stage at America's Got Talent, it just like, it just breaks my heart knowing that I was so close to something and it just got like ripped away from me.
I mean, that's this town, right? Close calls and brick walls, you know, it's a grind, right?
It's hard. Yeah. My wife and I talk about it sometimes, you know, cause she was pursuing running her own business there in Los Angeles. And I was pursuing the entertainment industry, and we were both just grinding, just going so hard. And then when our daughter was born, we both were like, man, this is hard enough as it is when we're not raising a baby, and now it's like 10 times harder. And we just kind of felt like for our sanity, we had to, you know, take a break and try and figure it out another way.
Well, and that's being an adult, right? Is finding a pivot.
Yeah, that's, but no one wants to be an adult except for kids. And then we always try and tell them, hey, enjoy it while you're young. And they're like, no, I want to grow up. I want to be an adult, you know? And it's like, I mean, you're dumb.
One could argue that's why there's a lot of problems, because adults aren't adults anymore, right? Like we're adults, but our grandfathers.
Wow, dude. Wait, say that again. No, say it again, yeah, though.
We're adults.
No. But the problem. What did you just say?
The problem is a lot of problems with society are because people don't want to be adults. People aren't adults.
Adults aren't adults anymore.
They're not, right? Like it's very arrested development type of a thing. I mean, you have adults on the internet complaining about, you know, the Obi-Wan show that I'm not going to watch because I'm over Star Wars right now.
It has become oversaturated a bit.
I'm 40 years old and I talk about things like, then again, I mean, I don't know. What did our parents talk about when they got together, right? Like maybe it was the same things, but I imagine.
I don't know. We weren't allowed to listen. It was, hey, go to your room.
They could
go play outside. Like we weren't involved.
Our parents they very well could have been talking about Back to the Future too.
Friends. I guess we were older. Back to the whatever, Future. You know.
Who knows? Or they were talking about politics, or they were talking about their job at the bank, or
see, I don't think our parents ever talk about politics. I think that was a rule in a lot of houses, is that when guests came over, no politics, no religion. That was a rule in a lot of households. And it's still a rule for like some people. Like I invited some people over for my daughter's birthday, and a topic came up. And somebody said, hey, man, when people come over to my house and we're hanging out in the garage drinking beer, if number one rule is no politics, no religion. And it got me thinking, like, that's how a lot of sanity was withheld, you know, like how people were able to just kind of stay calm.
Yeah.
But now That rule ain't on social media.
It isn't anywhere.
You know, like, and dude, if someone created a social media that the number one rule is no politics, no religion, number one, it'd be boring, but nobody would be fighting on there.
Right. I mean, that's what's.
Or if they were arguing, they'd be arguing about why Doctor Strange 2 Multiverse of Madness wasn't
a good movie.
Wasn't what it was supposed to be.
I don't know if they'd be arguing. I think everybody would agree that it was.
You think everybody would just be like, yeah, man, this movie kind of sucks.
The movie sucks. I definitely think there's something to that, right? Like in small town or in the 80s and in the early 90s, in the 90s, you know, whatever. Pre 9/11, right? Pre the internet. Imagine not being friends with someone in your hometown that was kind and treated you nice and was cool to your face and all this because they happened to vote differently than you.
But you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't know.
You know, I mean, they might have a bumper sticker. Somebody might have a bumper sticker.
I voted for Mondale.
In the 80s or 90s that said, like, Bush,
Quayle.
Was Bush Cheney.
Bush
no,
Quayle.
Bush Quayle was
the 80s. That was our parents was Bush and
80s,
Quayle.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Or Clinton Gore or Clinton whatever, Gore. You know? But, like, they weren't just sitting there yelling at each other about it, you know, unless they were protesting outside of an abortion clinic or something, you know? Like, politics just weren't discussed. It's ad nauseum. It's in your face. And it's kind of like, we need to pull that back a little bit. You know, let people vote. Let people campaign. But I don't need to know what every motherfucker thinks about some shit.
I've
lost friends because of it.
I've lost friends the last 2 years because of my thoughts on the pandemic. And look.
Yeah. I'm surprised I'm still friends with you. That's what's crazy. Well, it's like I've let it slide with you, but there, because you're not as crazy as a lot of them. I know people give you a hard time for some of the stuff, but you aren't constantly posting things.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a very nice person. I'm a very kind person. You know, nothing but love is in my heart. I try not.
Oh,
to.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot what we were talking.
We were talking about. We ran out
we
of Zoom time.
For 20 minutes.
We had to pause for 20 minutes while we figured out our Zoom. We're still
no, but
Zoom.
Here's all I want to say is that there are some friends of ours that we quit being friends with because they were just shoving stuff down your throat nonstop. And it's like when we were hanging out like face to face, they wouldn't do that. And in my opinion, it's like, hey man, if you want to be like all cuckoo and stuff,
yeah,
go do it.
Is that a Pokemon?
But, no, cuckoo, you're crazy. Cuckoo. Like, go do that. That's fine. But, like, I can't see it and I can't know about it.
Yeah.
Which I think some people appreciate now knowing who their bigoted friends are or who their racist friends are or who their anti-science friends are or whatever. And it's like, I'd rather just kind of be ignorant to that and just think everybody's cool like me.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but then again, do you want to be friends with people who behind closed doors are putting on hoods? I don't.
Nah, man. Yeah, I got no.
I mean,
but then I wouldn't know that they were doing that.
Do they throw good barbecues?
Hey, man. That's important to think about.
Do they throw out of sight, out of mind comes from something, right? Like ignorance is bliss across the board, you know? Like even with government, our government does bad things. We just assume that they, you know.
Well, we used to assume had our best intentions in mind.
Now we know that they don't. What have you been? Have you been? Let's get into some pop culture.
Let's do it.
Then next time, again, you know, if you've made it this far listening, this is our first one together doing this. We'll start figuring out things. So DM us on Instagram or Twitter if there's things you want us to talk about.
Man, don't be sliding into my DMs. I got a wife. I got a family.
Slide in.
Try and break up my home.
Slide into mine. And I've been saying to slide into my DMs and comment on my social medias for 6 years, and nobody has from this podcast. But I still get downloads. So I don't understand.
I gave my phone number away on Craig Conant's podcast one time, and I still get phone calls from people occasionally being like, Xanax isn't an opioid. It's a benzo. Yeah. You were right. Well, I mean, I was like, I know I'm right, but you don't got to call me anymore.
I mean, he's a bigger comic than I. He's probably got a, you know, more audience in that regard. But I mean, I yeah, still get downloads.
I was challenging Hollywood to make me famous. I was like, look, I'm putting my phone number out there for the world. That's like, funny. I don't care. Let's make it happen.
I do that for girls all the time, and they still don't call.
we have very similar relationships, mine with Hollywood and yours with women.
It's just, you know, you're thirsty.
Despite how good we might be for them, they just don't want to accept us into their life.
Well, I mean, we got to be good for ourselves, and I don't know if I'm there yet, you know. Is what it is. You understand.
Dude, I will tell you that I feel more creative and free since I left chasing the Hollywood dream. Like anytime I go up on stage now, I'm much more comfortable and free than I used to be, because I'm not constantly worried about what I say, or regardless of what my intention may be.
Yeah.
Someone getting a video or someone who runs a club or something, seeing it and being like, we don't want to have nothing to do with that person. I don't worry about that anymore. I'm just having fun. And if somebody doesn't want to have me, also, I charge a lot more to perform now because I'm not afraid to price myself out. Like, yeah. If you want me, it's going to cost you some money. And if you're willing to pay that much, then great. I'm happy to be there. Otherwise, I'm going to spend a weekend with my wife and daughter.
Right. Well, it's value, and it's not pricing yourself out. It's putting the value on your time.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Have you been paying attention to this Johnny Depp trial? I'm going to try and get this out before the verdict on Tuesday. So when this comes out, we don't know if he's innocent or guilty. Innocent or guilty. It's a civil trial. There's no innocent
or
guilty.
He's going to win.
You think so?
He's going
to. Defamation cases are hard to win regardless.
His lawyer is doing an outstanding job of showing her intent to damage his career based off of lies.
I mean,
and also she shit on the bed. So
my favorite
thing is he wins, in my opinion.
My favorite thing is the last week there was some like numerical scientists, social media doctors or whatever, and they were talking about hashtag and trendings. And the lawyers said Amber Turd in court like 9 times. And in what world in 2022 is hashtags being brought into a court?
Into a courtroom setting?
Hey, this hashtag was just trending.
Yeah.
Insane.
I think that's hilarious. But also, was it her lawyer that was bringing it up to try and show that
it was
hurting?
Her witness. Her witness was there to talk about the Amber Heard.
And did they bring this up on cross-examination?
And
then?
On cross, they brought up, they're like, justice for Johnny Depp isn't a negative thing against Amber Heard. Justice for Johnny Depp had way more tweets than Amber Turd. And he just kept saying Amber Turd, and I can't imagine what the juries were thinking.
I mean, I think it's just safe to say that do you hear my daughter in the background?
I do. It's adorable.
Okay. She's a big Amber Heard fan. So she's, I think it's safe to say that Amber Heard was brought up poorly, that she didn't get good raising by her parents.
Yeah.
And she probably should have been grounded a few more times.
Yeah,
I think that's what it all comes down to. Anytime I see somebody as an adult acting up, I'm like, I'm gonna have to put my daughter in time out just a little bit more than I want to, I think, to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, there's something there, I think. But also, speaking of parenting, there's a rumor. My look into Amber Heard's
let me
mom's
see
death.
If I can. Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me just see if I can. Do the background noise a little bit more.
A friend of mine, while you're doing that, I'm going to keep talking. A friend of mine thinks Amber Heard killed her mother.
I don't know anything about that, but it wouldn't be surprising. She's like, okay, so I'm not a courtroom expert.
No, but you've seen and you've seen the videos on the internet. I've been watching it every day.
But the thing that really like gets me, and I say this just from like watching it, is when the lawyer will ask her a question. So, okay, you're the lawyer, and then the jury is over here.
Yes.
So just ask me a very simple question.
I'm going to ask it like Elaine Bedderkopf.
Just ask me any question.
What, if any, movies have you seen lately?
I have watched a few movies like Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, and Spider-Man No Way Home. It's so weird to like look at the lawyer, get the question, acknowledge that she's asking, and then turn and speak to the jury. I feel like I've heard that you're supposed to address a look at the, but it's so much. It's like, it's very, it's like, man, this is such a performance for her.
Yeah. Let's keep this going. What, if any, similarities between Spider-Man No Way Home and Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness are there?
They both involve multiverses, and they both have Doctor Strange in them.
Have you seen Spider-Man Into the Multiverse?
Yes, I have. It is a cartoon. It is much better than both of the other films you mentioned.
What, if any, similarities between...
No. It's so...
It's a performance.
It's so obvious.
You're supposed to look at the jury, but even when Johnny's doing it, he's looking at the lawyer answering, and then he kind of glances over. He's not like, I'm going to cry, or I'm going to pretend to cry.
Yes. But also it just seems weird because the lawyer is the one talking to you. So I don't understand why it seems rude to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That if I was on the jury, I'd be like, oh, this bitch rude as hell. I mean, bet she did shit on his bed.
I mean, it's just insane. My favorite thing is watching it live.
And what about that one dude though, who's like,
the Gatorade guy, the guy who's like,
do I have to answer that?
And then the judge is like, you have to answer questions.
Yes, you have to answer questions.
That guy is the worst commercial for Gatorade because he had a yellow Gatorade sitting next to him the whole time.
Hey dude, another favorite of mine was it's somebody that works on all of Johnny Depp's movies. And then the Amber's lawyer was like, so... When you were working on location, they put you in a hotel. Is that safe to say they put you in a hotel? Like, he was just supposed to like not have accommodations.
Well, also,
and then she goes, "Is it safe to say that your room was just as nice as Johnny's?" And he was like, "He goes, nah, my room was never as nice as Johnny's." That's
or when Dr. Curry was on the stand the first time, and Elaine was like, And you brought muffins. Your husband bought muffins. Remember the muffin situation?
I miss that. Oh, I'm only watching TikTok things. For all I know, Johnny Depp could be very much
a bad person,
according
sure.
to this.
Sure.
But the few TikTok highlights that I've seen would make it seem not that way.
I mean, the best part of the trial has been TikTok. You know, I have a whole bit in my stand-up I've been working on about how white women on TikTok are the best detectives because they will scrutinize. They found Gabby Petito where she was, her body was, you know, they found out where her body was. And this whole Johnny Depp trial is there's people on TikTok who are listening to everything Amber's saying or her witnesses are saying and finding the timelines and like proving it wrong or proving it, you know, inaccurate. Yeah. And it's hilarious. And then they're taking memes and making memes and videos immediately. And it is just, the internet is so fast. I love it. I love it. And her lawyers forget people's
names. The internet is running on cable now. It's not dial up anymore.
Yeah.
The internet is very fast.
The internet 100%. Like it's not like
the trial would not be as entertaining if every time you went to go find out something about it, you're
I mean, you can watch it, you can screen record it. And you can
that was my impression of a modem from the 90s.
Are you kidding? Here's the deal, Mitch. If this clip gets put on TikTok, they won't know what that is because Gen Z doesn't know what dial-up modem is.
They never had to. This is why adults aren't adults anymore. Going back to what we were saying before, they don't have to put up with dial-up internet.
No. I mean, also 40-year-olds.
Hold on one sec. I got a very important call coming through. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Not much. What's going on?
Talk to the people. They said that you can do the 7:30 show.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Yeah. Well, it's about 2 hours away from here, so I'll head up there probably around 4:30, just so I can get there early.
Okay, yeah. I'm at the movies watching Top Gun.
All right, let me know how it is.
One of the only black people here.
Hey, man, thank you for... Wait, are you in the theater on your phone right now? That's why you're one of the only black people there, Darius.
Yeah, I'm
just still
because they just called me.
Okay, well, get back in there and watch your movie. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, man. All right, bye.
Oh, I mean, that's going on TikTok because that's hilarious. That's Mitch Burrow just booked a stand-up gig while doing this podcast with his friend who's in the theater watching Top Gun.
Yeah, man.
And that movie's awesome. I'm going to see it.
And I'll get home early tonight, too. That'll be good.
Where's that show at? Dallas?
It's in Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying to get in with this club for a while, and my friend is headlining there. So I was just like, "Hey, let me
that's great
do a spot real quick."
I'm trying to put together a tour with this weed company, and they have Oklahoma stuff. So that's a good thing to get into. So get in with them and get in with Oklahoma people because I have you on my worksheet on my list for all of that.
The only thing I'll say is
you're expensive.
I'm gonna have to pay a toll.
Yeah.
Driving up to Oklahoma, and man, there's nothing I dislike more than having to pay a toll. Where, what are my taxes going to?
Yeah.
If I'm still having to pay damn toll fares.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're in Texas and there aren't state taxes, so you're not paying taxes to go to that.
Income taxes, but I pay a shit ton of property taxes.
Yeah.
I probably pay as much property tax percentage wise as people in California.
Probably. It equals out. Like, there's a reason why. There's no, state tax. Like, there's definitely a reason.
Anyway, what else you got for us? My daughter's awake now. I'm about to have to.
Yeah. Let's, so we'll end the podcast. Let's end it. Then we'll do a couple quick things.
Good thing everybody got to listen to that last 2 minutes of me fumbling around with a power cord.
Well, we'll eat it. We'll delete it out. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the internet's the trial's been fascinating. This has been a good workout. We'll figure out how to do more of this stuff, and we'll do more segue stuff for the listeners that download this. Thanks again for checking out this episode. That's we're learning. If you've made it this far, Mitch and I are learning how to do Zoom and record.
I'm sure everybody listened to the whole thing all the way through.
And
I have a very silky smooth voice that comforts people.
Keep subscribed. Tell your friends. You can watch us on YouTube. You can do all that stuff. Links below and all that stuff. And Mitch at Mitch Burrow on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe. We appreciate you all for the many, many years. If you're new or old, thank you very much.